With the ringing of that bell, I welcome you once again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you will now, to get your Bible, that's going to be your school book for this school. Get your Bible and turn to 3 John. Now, you'll find that toward the end of the New Testament. I'm not talking about what is commonly called the Gospel of John, but right at the end of the New Testament, the last five books are 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. And Jude is very short, and so also is 3rd John. And so we're going to turn to 3 John and read that epistle. In fact, what I'm going to do today is read to you this entire epistle of 3 John, which is hardly a page in my little Bible. And then we're going to read a couple of selections from the book of Revelation, because it is John, the apostle of love, who wrote both the Gospel of John, 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. And in these readings, we're going to be concluding a study that we've made of this apostle of love. We're studying the great men and women of the New Testament. And so we have been studying the apostle John. Now, while you're turning to 3 John, let me remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m. and Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. So there are four assemblies a week that you can attend at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now let us proceed with our reading. This is the third epistle of John. It was addressed to an man named Gaius. And John is writing this as an old man, and so he calls himself the elder. And here's how it begins. The elder unto Gaius, the beloved, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and bear witness unto thy truth, even as thou walkest in truth. Greater joy have I none than this, to hear my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou dost a faithful work in whatsoever thou doest toward them that are brethren and strangers withal, who bear witness to thy love before the church, to whom thou wilt do well to set forward on their journey worthily of God, because that for the sake of the name they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to welcome such, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. 3 John in verse 9, I wrote somewhat into the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Therefore, if I come, I will bring to remembrance his work which he doeth, prating against us with wicked words, and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and them that would he forbiddeth, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, imitate not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God. He that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath the witness of all men, and is of the truth itself. Yea, we also bear witness, and thou knowest that our witness is true. 3 John in verse 13, I had many things to write unto thee, but I am unwilling to write them unto thee with ink and pen. But I'll hope shortly to see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be unto thee. The friends salute thee. Salute the Friends by Name. Now, I want to turn the page and come to the Revelation. In the American Standard Version of 1901, and that's the translation from which I am reading, the title for the last book in the Bible is The Revelation of John. But the subheading under that correctly calls this the Revelation of Jesus Christ. It is the revelation that Jesus Christ made to John, and John wrote these things down. This book of Revelation is a difficult and complex book, and we're not going to try to describe it here at this time in the Warren County Radio Bible School, but I do want to give you a flavor of it from what we read at the first, at the beginning, and what we read at the end. So beginning in Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 1, we read, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show unto his servants, even the things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear witness of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, even of all things which he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep the things that are written therein, for the time is at hand." Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits that are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and loosed us from our sins by his blood. And he made us to be a kingdom, to be priest unto his God and Father. To him be glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they that pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth shall mourn over him. Even so. Amen. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. "I am the Alpha and Omega, saith the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty." Revelation 1 and verse 9. "I, John, your brother, am partaker with you in the tribulation and kingdom and patience which are in Jesus, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet, saying, What thou seest, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamum, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the candlesticks one like unto a son of man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about at the breast with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire, and his feet like unto burnished brass, as if it had been refined in a furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth proceeded a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as one dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades." Well, with that, it makes me want to read the entire book, because the Revelation, that book of Revelation, is so gripping, and it so plays on our minds to see what is going to happen. But turn with me now to Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter of the book, and the last chapter of the New Testament, and therefore of the Bible as we have it arranged. I'm going to begin reading in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 6 until the end of the book. And here it returns to Christ, and it says, "He said unto me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the words of the prophecy of this book." Revelation 22:8. "And I, John, am he that heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that showed these things. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am a fellow servant with thee, and with thy brethren the prophets, and with them that keep the words of this book. Worship God." Revelation 22 and verse 10. "And he said unto me, seal not up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unrighteous, let him do unrighteousness still. He that is filthy, let him be made filthy still. He that is righteous, let him do righteousness still. He that is holy, let him be made holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to each man according as his work is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have the right to come to the tree of life, and may enter in by the gates into the city. For without are the dogs, and the sorcerers, and the fornicators, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and every one that loveth and maketh a lie." Revelation 22:16. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And he that heareth, let him say, come. And he that is athirst, let him come. He that will, let him take the water of life freely. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto them, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the tree of life and out of the holy city, which are written in this book. He who testifieth these things saith, yea, I come quickly. Even so come, Lord Jesus." Revelation chapter 22:21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with the saints. Amen. Now that is a beautiful way to end our Bibles. And it reminds us at the end of our Bibles that we're not to add to nor to take away from the things that are written, particularly as it says in the book of Revelation. But in principle, this would apply to all of the Bible. I know Revelation is difficult. Someday in this radio Bible school, we may go through it page by page and verse by verse and see what we might learn. But it will humble us. And I have always thought that it is fitting that the last book of the Bible humbles us. I love the way that the Bible ends in this last verse. "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with the saints." The saints are his called out ones, and you want to be among those saints. And the last word, amen. So be it. So be everything that is written in this book.